Hello.
Hello, my name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak to Thomas?
Yeah, this is.
I'm
is
glad
this?
To hear I have... My name is Joshua again, and I am calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, Thomas Johnson.
Opinion Research.
Yep. To start with,
yeah.
How many
Who funds this?
Our client, again, sir, is the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. To start,
and,
how many
and they
years
pay you,
have you worked
you that...
in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10? I am not
I
allowed
this.
To discuss details
this.
Of how they're paying, sir.
Oh, I already did
not
this.
At all.
I already did this.
You already
I already did
what?
This.
What is the first question?
Huh?
What is the survey in regards?
It's
you
in regards of...
At the beginning that you're telling me that you've done in the past? What is it about?
I've done... Was that survey? I took it online already. I got an email.
We don't do this survey online or email. We only do this actually over the phone, sir. Do you have a few minutes?
Right.
Yeah,
all
these
right.
are very straightforward questions. And,
yep.
you know, your opinion is extremely important. We know your time is valuable. We will try to be very, very quick with this. To start
all
with,
right.
How many years have you worked in the masonry industry? From 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus years.
That's 20.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Stone mason?
Brick mason.
South.
Brick layer.
Brick layer,
this,
right?
I took this already. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You took this already. It's the first time that I am specifically attempting to do the particular survey with you. You said you took
yeah,
it online?
Okay. Yeah, I got an email.
Oh,
I got an email
okay.
from the Bricklayers Union and did it there.
If possible, we would love to record your opinions. Or again, it's very important
yeah.
and your time is as well very valuable. Yes. On the yeah. last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic? Apprentice, finisher, or helper, improver?
Foreman.
Okay, foreman. And yes
yeah.
or no, are you currently working at the trade?
I am.
Thank you.
I am working.
Okay, thank you. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks? 1 to 4 weeks?
Zero.
0 weeks. Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Nope. No, not in the past 15 years.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion, sir. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Nope. Not. No.
Okay, I appreciate thinking about what you see in your local community. Do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer, less.
Thank you, fewer construction projects. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
Less.
Fewer. Thank you so much. I appreciate your opinion is very important. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Right now I think that there's enough. But we need
okay.
more. We need more. I mean.
Okay. So it would be probably a yes, right?
That we have enough. I'm just saying because it's slow right now.
That there, correct. That
yeah,
you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community, yes or no?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
I have not seen one in the last year, no.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay.
That's
I appreciate.
I don't know. We don't really do that around here, I guess. Not like I was out in Washington, D.C., taking at the International Bricklayers Institute. And, yeah, other states, they have stewards more than Minnesota does, I guess.
Okay. I sincerely appreciate your response. And your recorded answers will be as well as important as your opinion now, sir. Thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately, through the federal government, or do you not know?
My last job was a private.
Okay, appreciate that. We're 28% complete. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
I feel it's coming to probably be more unemployment.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I stay the same.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns?
Probably the dust.
Okay, thank you so much. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months or not. Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Okay, union organizing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
I appreciate your response. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
In the last 12 months, I haven't seen one.
You haven't seen one in the last 12 months? Let's say never, okay? Thank you. And we are 41% complete. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. I'm going to read the items. Local TV news programming, the internet or social media, cable news, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, radio. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. What would be the number one in your rank, please?
Number 1 would be internet or the...
Okay,
then it
social
would be,
media.
Then it would be friends, and then it would be TV, then it would be... What were the last two?
Cable news? Print or newspapers?
Yeah, then it would be cable news, then it would be newspaper.
Okay, and lastly, the radio on the last place of the rank, right?
Right.
Thank you. Okay, and which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Foreign policy, jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, immigration, education, support for labor unions, or something else?
Probably the start of World War III over in Palestine.
Okay, something else we can say, right?
Yeah.
Okay, or would you consider that as foreign policy?
I
something
guess
else, maybe.
Mm-hmm. That's foreign policy. But,
foreign policy.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Thank you for your opinion. It's very important. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen her or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers and federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
It's very important.
Very impressed. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Well, Democrats, obviously.
Thank you. We are 59% complete, almost done. Just a few more minutes of your time will be required. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
It's got to be the workers, right?
Okay. Would you say much more the United Auto Workers or somewhat more?
Yeah, much more.
Okay, I appreciate that. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe?
Okay. Disapprove.
Let's go and I totally understand. Let's go item by item just for you to provide me with the details. His job as a president overall, do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank
That's
you so much.
It's a bad choice. I mean,
immigration, strongly disapprove.
Oh, horrible. He's letting all the Hamas in, coming through fucking Mexico, man. We're fucked.
Right. Would you say strongly disapprove then?
Strongly. I mean, he's nuts. Wake up.
Yes. How about the economy?
No, he's an out of touch rich fucker that has no clue. No, strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. How about foreign affairs?
Crooked as hell. Yeah, strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And healthcare?
Kid Hunter, I mean, he doesn't do that by himself. The kid's bonehead.
Mm-hmm. How about healthcare?
Healthcare. Expensive. Mm-hmm. Very.
Somewhat approved, strongly approved, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
On having it?
On his job, of the job
Joe Biden
has done on healthcare.
I guess I don't know what he takes. Is it he take Obama's with? Is that what he's
We can go by don't know, sir. And the last is, what do you think of his job on support for labor unions?
I guess I don't know how he supports them.
Right.
Okay,
I completely understand. Thank you, sir.
He's
your opinion is extremely important.
No,
I'm
was
sorry.
Arguing
you
with that one guy.
Are you
he was
speaking?
Arguing
I'm
with
sorry.
One
are you speaking? I don't know if you're saying something because I was in the middle of a sentence. I don't know what you're trying to say. Yeah, let's just one moment, please. And thank you for your opinion, sir, which again is very important. Just give me one moment, please. We're 70% complete, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Oh, I somewhat disapprove.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote?
I believe I am, yeah.
Okay, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you will not vote?
Yeah, 50-50, I guess.
50-50, thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Trump, I would.
Thank you so much. We are 77% complete, almost done. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yeah, I
Yes or no?
I like information.
You do find it useful. Okay, yes, thank you so much for your opinion. And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or per?
Good. Good.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness on the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or per?
I guess I'd like to hear more from them, so I'll go in the middle.
You think probably just fair?
Fair, yeah.
Right, thank you. And now, in your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
How could they improve?
Yes, in your own words, in a sentence, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
I don't know. I guess I feel they're doing a good job at it right now.
You feel they're doing a good job as of now?
Yeah, I feel they are, right? I mean,
okay.
I don't have problems with it, so.
I'm sorry?
I can't think of something that I'd say they could improve on, so I think they're doing all right.
You can't think of something to say that they can improve on.
Right.
But what about, like, what do you think, in your opinion, sir, they could do to improve its representation and service?
Send out more VAs. Have them visit more regularly. How about that?
Have the VAs visit them more regularly, correct?
Right.
Visiting them who? I'm sorry.
Oh, like having our business associates with the union come out to jobs every once in a while just to get opinions of everybody and keep it, bring it back to the president. So,
right.
Is that what your question is? Maybe I'm not understanding.
No, that's your opinion. It's actually, yep. Sir. Yeah, there's no wrong or right question. It's based on your opinion. How could the union best improve its representation and service? So if you think that is what it is, that's your opinion. So that's what we care about.
Right.
Thank you, sir. So you said, I don't know. I feel they're doing a good job as of now. I can't think of something to say that they could improve. And
right.
Have the VM visit and business associates more regularly. Is that right?
Yeah, good enough. Just cross that last part off, but.
Aha. Uh-huh. Right. And on your own words, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Schooling for the new and up-and-comers.
I'm sorry?
We need the apprenticeship school. They should be focused on that.
Now, what do you mean with that, sir? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Getting young apprentices, getting more people in the union to build it stronger. So our health insurance goes down. We need more men in our
you
union.
Need more.
Recruiting.
Uh-huh. 1 moment, please. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, union meetings, text, SMS, mail, or email?
Text.
How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
4 or more.
Thank you so much. We are 90% complete. Now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I probably think of myself as a Republican at this point.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
I'm going to go with the better choice, so I would say somewhat strong.
Strong or not strong, sir? There's just two choices.
Not strong, sir.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, or other?
Just Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name, please?
Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas. This concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation. Have a good evening.
All right. Call back anytime.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.